And time for a look at the news for a Wednesday. It is the 11th day of August for 2021. In the news for today, Amador County Public Health reports 156 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's report. The current cases include 26 children under the age of 18, 79 aged 18 to 49, 27 aged 50 to 64, and 24 aged 65 and above. Of the new cases this week, 33 were vaccinated. Amador continues to see a sharp rise in COVID-19 cases and hospital and intensive care unit admissions, requiring the activation of surge plans to accommodate these patients. 11 Amador residents are currently hospitalized locally with COVID-19, in addition to 3 residents of other counties. 1 Amador teenager with an underlying condition is currently hospitalized out of the county. Of those hospitalized, all but 1 are unvaccinated. Because of the high level of community transmission and the more contagious Delta variant circulating, it's recommended that everyone wear a mask indoors in public places. Becoming fully vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best protection for preventing serious illness and hospitalization. And everyone and anyone exhibiting symptoms should should isolate and be tested. No-cost COVID-19 testing now has expanded hours and is available Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, this is located in the rear parking lot at the Amador County Health and Human Services building.
Well, Amador County Health Official Dr. Rita Kerr addressed the resurgence of COVID-19 cases before the Board of Supervisors yesterday. Kerr told the board Amador County has seen a surge of cases driven by the more contagious Delta variant of the virus, and again urged residents who are not vaccinated to do so as the best method of preventing the spread and serious illness from COVID-19. Now, only 1 patient of 11 currently hospitalized in the county had received their vaccine. Now, in other business, the board approved a letter to the U.S. Forest Service critical of the federal response to several recent wildfires. The board joins other California officials in criticizing the Forest Service's lack of aggressive firefighting action on federal land, most specifically the Tamarack Fire, which burned 68,000 acres in Alpine County and into Nevada. And the board also received a report on county libraries, which have fully reopened, and voted to extend the county's abandoned vehicle abatement program for the next 10 years.
And Amador County Public Health reminds us becoming fully vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best protection for preventing serious illness and hospitalization. 65.1% of eligible Amador County residents age 12 and over have had at least 1 dose of vaccine, and close to 16,000 are fully vaccinated. Thursday, a vaccine pop-up clinic will be offered at the Sutter Terrace Mobile Home Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Both Pfizer vaccine and Johnson & Johnson will be offered. No appointment is necessary. Now, homebound individuals may schedule a home visit to receive their COVID-19 vaccine. Appointments may be scheduled by calling 223-6407. Another reminder from Public Health is that individuals who have received only the first dose of the 2-dose vaccine series do not yet have maximum protection and are urged to schedule their second dose. Those who are beyond the recommended date for their second dose do not need to restart the vaccine series. Now, for more details, visit vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov for more information.
And the Amador Central Railroad once again offering motor car rides for the public this Saturday. After a long COVID lockdown and their first run for the year in July canceled due to extreme temperatures, the group is ready to hit the rails. Tickets go on sale 9 a.m. this Saturday at Lane Station. First come, first serve. There will be 3 runs for the day, 10 a.m., 12 noon, and 2 p.m. Weather permitting, of course. Now, tickets may be purchased for any of the 3 excursions starting at 9. Price just $10 per seat for a 6-mile round trip ride up into the Gold Country. Will last about an hour. Children must be at least 5 years of age to ride. no smoking or drinking alcohol on railroad property. Refreshments will be available for purchase, non-alcoholic, of course. Rides will now be offered the second Saturday every month through October, weather permitting.
And that's a look at the latest on the local scene from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.